Daf is Daf Ayin Tes. So let's take it in the bottom of Ayin Ches. I mean, Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Shechta Chutz Lezmana, if he shechta carbon toda Chutz Lezmana, with the intent of eating it outside the proper time of eating the carbon toda, so the lach is the carbon's puzzle, and one who eats the carbon will be Chayv Kares. But so too, if it's a Chutz Lemkomo, if he had in mind to eat it outside the area where he's supposed to eat the carbon tamid, the carbon's puzzle as well, but by Chutz Lemkomo, it's not going to be a Chayv Kares, it's going to just simply be a lav. And in either of those cases, if it's again chutz lezmano, chutz lemkomo, lach it's kadash alechem. The lechem that accompanies the carbon toda, even though the carbon toda is pasul, the lechem lachme toda is still going to be kadash. The reason is the Gemara is going to explain it, because anything that the psul comes only after the shechita, so that or during the shechita or after the shechita, it's going to be still kadosh. If there's a psul that existed before the shechita, so then the lachme toda will not be kadosh. So then the Mishnah says, Shachtel, the Venim says, Trefa, let's say you shachted and you find out that it's a Trefa, lo kadosh halechem. So then, since in this case the animal was a Trefa already before the Shechita, so then there's no Kedusha on the Lachme Toda. Let's say Shachtel, Venim says, Balis Mum. You shachted and it turned out there's a Bal Mum, you didn't notice before him. So here's a Machlokas tonight. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kidesh, and Chacham Omer Lo Kidesh. So the Gemara is going to address this machlokas. So you would think if you shechta a trefa, shechta v'nimtza trefa, that's not kadosh, because the psul exists before the shechita. So balas mamoso, it was there before the shechita. Everyone should agree it's not kadosh. So the Gemara is going to explain it's talking about a particular type of mum. But in general, when there's a regular mum, Eina Chanami would have the same din as a trefa, in which case the lechem wouldn't be kadosh. Let's say shechta shelo lishma. You shechted without the proper lishma. V'chein el hamiluim, in the times of the Mishkan, v'chein shnei kivsei atzeres, sheshechted lishma, shelo lishma. In any of these cases where you shechted something shelo lishma, the accompanying lechem lo kadesh halechem. And that's based on a gezeirat akas. So the pasuk says, al zevach todav shlamav, shlamav, for that shlamim, that particular shlamim, if it wasn't lishma, so then the lachme toda will not be kadosh. So here are a few different scenarios in the Mishnah of when the lechem will be kadosh and when the lechem will not be kadosh. And the Gemara is going to explain all of them right now. Gemara says now at the very bottom of Ayin Ches, Mabe's last three lines, Masnisin Mani, who authored our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, it must be Rabbi Meir, the Sani, the Baraita, teaches us that Zeklal, this is the principle. Kol she pisulo kodem shechita, whenever the psula existed prior to the shechita of the carbon, lo kodesh alechem, the lechem is not kadosh. If, however, pisulo achar shechita, if the psul took place only after or during the shechita, then we would say kadosh alechem, the lechem is kadosh. Shachta chutz lezmano chutz lemkomo kadosh alechem. Because there, before you had the chutz lezmano chutz lemkomo, it was actually a kosher carbon. So since that was after the shechita, so then the lechem is kadosh. If it was shachta v'nimseis trefa, whereby the trefa was before shechita, so then we know lo kadosh alechem. Let's say shachta v'nimseis balas mum. If it's you found out after the shechita that was a bal mum already prior to shechita, but you didn't realize it's after you shechted it. So this is actually a machlokas tonight. Maybe Eliezer Omer Kadesh, like we saw in the Mishnah. Maybe Yeshua Omer Lo Kadesh, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So that's Rabbi Meir's understanding. So comes along Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Meir. Lo nechlaku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua al sheshachta v'nimseis trefa shlo kadesh. They don't argue. The opinions of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, they don't argue when it was trefa. When it's trefa, everyone agrees it wasn't kadosh. The lechem's not kadosh. V'al chutz lezmano shekidosh. And they agree, if it was shechted to chutz lezmano, that certainly is kadosh, because that psul chutz lezmano took place after the shechita. Al bal mum shlo kadosh. And they also both agree that they shechted a bal mum, that also isn't kadosh, because the bal mum existed before the shechita. The psul existed before the shechita. What exactly is machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding? Amal nechlaku al chutz lemkomo. They shechted it with the intent of eating it outside the makom. She Rabbi Eliezer omer kadosh. There he actually thinks it will be kadosh, and Rabbi Yeshua omer lo kadosh. So why is chutz lemkomo different than chutz lezmano? Above we said chutz lezmano, everyone agrees it's lo kadosh. But by chutz lemkomo, it's a machlokas, so we're going to have to understand Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. So the Gemara explains. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, why does Rabbi Eliezer think that even though chutz lezmano, the lechem isn't kadosh, but he thinks chutz lemkomo is kadosh? So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, I'll explain to you why. Hol chutz lezmano pasul, v'chutz lemkomo pasul. So mal chutz lezmano kadosh, av chutz lezmano kadosh. Just like v'chutz lezmano, I'm sorry, missed that. Sorry. Chutz's mana we're saying is kadosh because the psul took place after the shechita. So too chutzim komo is also the psul's after the shechita. Which case both of them, the lachmei tovda, should be kadosh. So Rabbi Eliezer makes a lot of sense. So then, what's the response back? What does Rabbi Yeshua say back to Rabbi Eliezer? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, hol v'chutzim komo pasul and baal mum is pasul. But wait a second, but Baal Mum is also something that's possible. Why don't we use Baal Mum as the motto for Chutzim Komo and say, Ma Baal Mum lo Kadash, just like by Baal Mum, the Lechem isn't Kadosh, so to Af Chutzim Komo lo Kadash Alechem, the bread shouldn't be Kadosh either. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Moshe says, Ani Dimisi l'chutzim zmano. I think you should compare Chutzim Komo to that of Chutzim Zmano. You think you should compare it to Baal Mum. So which model should we use? Should we use the Baal Mum, which would say it's not Kadosh, or should we use the model of Chutzim Zmano and say it is Kadosh? Let's see. Let's look into it. Nira, Lemidama, which one is Chutzim Komo more similar to? Im Doma L'Chutzim Zmano, so then Nidono M'Chutzim Zmano, that it should be Kadosh. Vim Doma L'Baal Mum, if it's more closely linked to Baal Mum, then Nidono L'Baal Mum, we should assume it's like a Baal Mum, in which case it's not Kadosh. Let's take a look. Which one is it more similar to? So Hizchel Rabbi Elazar Ilodun, he started to judge and figure out, go back and forth. He said, Danin Psul Machshava, Bipsul Machshava. It makes more sense to learn Chutzim Komo from Chutzim Zmanam because they're both the Psul and the Machshava and the Das of the Kohen. Vein Danin Psul Machshava, Psul Guf. But don't learn a Psul Machshava of Mum Komo from a Psul Guf of Baal Mum. They're so different. So therefore you should use Chutzim Zmanu as the model and say that the Lechem is Kadash. Then Hischa Rabbi Shul Adon, he says, no, I have a different angle. Donin Psul Shein Bokaris, you should learn Chutzim Zmano, which is apostle, without Kares, me Psul Shein Bokaris, like just like Baal Mum, which is a Psul without a Kares. V'ayochiach, don't learn from Chutzim Zmano, Shu Psul Sheyesh Bokaris. V'od, moreover, says Rabbi Yeshua, Nidonenu, let's learn further, Mishalo Lishma, which is a Psul Machshava, and yet, V'ein Bo Karis. Not every Psul Machshava has a Karis to it. Granted, Chutzim Zmano does, but Shalo Lishma doesn't have Karis, so don't assume Chutzim Komo should also have a Karis. We have a Machshava Psul that doesn't have Karis. V'shasak Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi went silent, and it seemed that Rabbi Yeshua won that debate to say again that Chutzim Komo is more similar to Baal Mum, in which case it would be It would not be Kadosh. Fine. So then the Gemara says Rabbi Meir Omer is Rabbi Meir says he was the first opinion in the Brayos that we saw above. He says Maishna Shchata v'Nimtzeis Treifa. When you shech the animal, you find that there's a treifa, you find there's a punctured lung, let's say, and Dehavi Psula Kodum Shchita. That's called a psula before the Shchita, which case Lo Kadosh Alechem. Maishna shachtavinim says Baal's mum. So if you find the Baal mum, it's missing, a leg, you only realize afterwards, the lo havi psula kodem shchita, that's not called the psul shchita, where there's actually a machlokis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Psul mum should be the same exact din as a psul nimseis treifa. So he says, no, you're right. In general, a Baal mum is just like a treifa, which the psul comes before the shchita. But here we're talking about bedukin shebaayin, a particular type of a cataract of some sort, that's a very psul, it's a very low level mum. And Aliba the Rabbi Akiva who holds Damar im alu lo yerdu, that if you put such an animal with a bedukin shebaayin on the mizbeach, even though lichachila one should not lo yerdu, we don't take it down, we leave it up there. By all other mumim, if you put it up, we say teir, take it down. But this is a particular mum where we actually the mizbeach b'dieved could tolerate it being on the mizbeach. So that's the type of psul which is not such a bad psul, whereby there's a machlokas that some say it's such a weak mum that if you shechted it, we're able to accept it and kadash alechem. The idach, the other opinion we said above, that according to Rabbi Huda says that no, even by Dukin Shabbayin, everyone agrees that's called the psul kodem shchita, and therefore it would be lo kadosh alechem. So according to idach, according to Rabbi Huda, ki amar Rabbi Kiva imalu lo yerdu. When Rabbi Kiva says if you put the animal with the cataract on the mizbeach, lo yerdu, don't take it down, leave it up there. That's talking about psul de gufo, where the psul the animal itself is up there. Aval, would Rabbi Kiva necessarily say, Lekadosh Lechem Lo? He wouldn't say, though, if you shech such an animal, it has the ability, it has the potency to be Mekadosh Lechem. He wouldn't go so far to say that. In which case, although we could accept such an animal as a carbon, it won't be strong enough, such an animal with this cataract, it won't be strong enough to be Mekadosh Lechem, according to all opinions. Okay, the Gemara now says, Itmar, it was said, Chatas sheshach the chutz is mano. If you shechted the carbon chatas outside with the machshava to eat it outside, that's mano. We know the animal of a chatas is eaten the night and the day and the night, and the next morning you burn it. So the day and night, the person had in mind to eat it 3 days later, let's say. So im also, if you put it on the mizbeach, such an animal, such a carbon, lo teirid, we don't take it down. We let it keep it up there on the mizbeach. So chutzim koma, if the guy had in mind to eat it outside the area, outside the azara, where he's not allowed to eat it. So there, there's actually machlokas, Rava Amar Teirid. In this case, by chutzim koma, we actually say to take down, according to Rava, while Rava says, Amar lo teirid, leave it up there, just like by chutz lizmano. So the Gemara explains, Rava, Rabbi Yeshua holds that what we're learning, chutzim koma, like a baal mum, and therefore, just like a baal mum, you have to take down from the mizbeach, so to chutzim koma, you must take down from the mizbeach. While Rabbah learned like Rabbi Eliezer that felt that no, chutzim komo is like chutz lizmano. And just like chutz lizmano, everyone agrees lo teirid, chutzim komo should also be lo teirid. But hadar be Rabbah legave de Rabbah, and then Rabbah ended up retracting and agreed to Rabbah that chutzim komo should be like a baal mum and you should be teirid. And midahadar be Rabbi Eliezer legave de Rishu. From the fact that Rabbi Eliezer also, Rabbi Eliezer was quiet to Rabbi Yeshua's response, so Rabbi Eliezer gave in. So too, Rabbah gave in to Rabbah. That again, we're concluding that chutzim komo is actually more compared to baal mum. In which case, again, we would say lo kiddush alechem, and we would also say it would im Allah teirid. Vikadamri, there's another version of how this went. Af agav dehader bay Rabbi Eliezer legabed Rabbi Yeshua. Even though Rabbi Eliezer himself retracted and admitted to Rabbi Yeshua that chutzim komo is like a baal mum, Rabbi legabed de Rabbi lo hader bay. Rabbi didn't give in. He did not retract. Why? Hasam who the kamer lay by the case of the Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua discussing that's about linyan kiddush alechem with regards to being mekadesh alechem. So there he wanted to learn nidonenu shlo lishmo. He wanted to compare shalom komo from the case of shlo lishmo, where just like shlo lishmo is not mekadesh lechem, so to chutzim komo is not mekadesh lechem. About hacha by the case of going on mizbech im ala teirid alo teirid. If you're going to learn Shalol Lishma as a model, we have a concept that Shalol Lishma im also we say lo teirid. So again, Rabbi Yeshua had two reasons why he wanted to say chutzim komo is going to be no kiddush alechem, lo kiddush, either because it's like baal mum or because it's Shalol Lishma. So here, those are two responses he had. So the Gemara says, well, which one's the ikar response? If we're comparing chutzim komo to baal mum, so lacha should be teirid. But if we're comparing chutzim komo to the case of shelo lishma, so then halacha should be lo teirid, and that's the two days here in the Gemara. Okay, Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah shachta shelo lishma, a whole list of things. If it was the shelo lishma, we said it's lo kiddush alechem. So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says shavak tana didan ayel nazir dishchiach. Our Mishnah, our Tana, ignored the ayel nazir, the ram of the nazir, which is more common, but not in el hamiluim. And for some strange reason, it chose the example of a ram of the miluim, which is a one-time event. Why would they take a unlikely case over a likely case? So Gemara says, Tana didan ikir milsanakit. They wanted to take el miluim since that was the first time a ram was brought, even though it's not common. It's really the ikir, it's really the source, the shorish of all other el miluim, el elim in the future, and that's why they chose that example, even though it's not any more relevant. So then the Mishnah, a new Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Ayin Tes, Amin al Hanisachim, the person, when a person brings a carbon, he has to bring along with it Yayin linisachim. So let's say Hanisachim shekachu bakli, they pour the wine into a Klisharis, it became Kadosh. V'nimsa zevach pasul. Turns out that the animal that it was with was actually pasul, whatever the pasul is. Im yesh zevach acher, if there's a replacement animal that's available, yakivu imas, so take the nesachim and bring it with the animal that's kosher. V'im imlav, if there is, if not, im lanu, let's say you didn't find another animal and it went through the night, so then the wine becomes pasul belina, gets pasul belina. So again, if the initial zevach A, the carbon A was pasul, to bring carbon B to accompany with the wine. But if you can't find carbon B and the night comes through, you pass it through the night, so then the wine becomes pasul belina. So the Gemara says, Amr zi'iri. When does a nesa nisach ayayim become kadosh? When you shech the zevach. My time, why is it zvicha shchita zevach, the ikker's man where it becomes kadosh? My time, amakra, zevach unisachim. The fact that these two words are juxtaposed, the zevach and the nisachim, tells us that zvicha is what's mekadosh the nisachim. So Gemara says, now Tanan, our Mishnah teaches us that a nisachim shekadshu bekli, v'nimsa zevach puzzle. So this is the Mishnah, the quotation from the Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to understand, my lab, this is not a situation, the ipsal bishchita, that is a psul shchita, and if it's a psul shchita, so then why does it have additional psul of the lina? I mean, if the psul took place during the shah shchita, so then, 1 second here. But if we must be talking about a situation where when did the animal become pasul, the zeh become pasul, must be it became pasul b'shas zvicha. And now if it's a case of b'shas zvicha became pasul, so then why do you have to have psulina? Because we said above, when does the animal become kadosh with a shchita? The shchita is pasul, so then wine doesn't become kadosh at all, and you don't need to have the psulina to pour the wine. It's already chol. There's no ksusha in the first place. And where it says, lo, the shchita was actually good. And since the shchita was good, the yain was kadosh. When the psul kick in, the ipsal bezrika. So you had the animal A. You shech the animal A, it was a perfect shchita, now you have a yayin that's kadosh. Now the Kohen busy doing the zrika, he does some psul, he spills everything on the floor, so now this animal A is no longer useful, but you have wine here that's kadosh, so now you bring the replacement, you bring carbon B in to use this yayin that's already been kadosh. So that's what the Gemara explains. Until the nightfall, exactly. Until nightfall, you have the opportunity to bring the animal, the carbon B, to come with the wine. So then the Gemara says, come on, who does this whole like? It must be like Kirebi. We have two matirin. There's a shchita, and then there's a zrika. And malin zebeloze, one without the other, you don't need both of them to be kadosh. To create kedusha, there's an opinion we'll see in just a second, that to create the kedusha for the yain, you need to do a shchita and also a good zrika. So the fact that we said the shchita alone created the kedusha's yain must be that one without the other is good enough to be malin in terms of kedusha. So Gemara says no. Afilu tema, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, who holds you need both the shchita and the zrika to create the kedusha. So how do we deal with the case here? How do you have a case where there's a kedusha of the yayin and the animal becomes pasul? So the Gemara be hach b'mayaskinan kigon shekibol daman bakos v'nishbach. So you caught everything in the cup, and so but you need to do a zrika. So if Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon requires a zrika, so how come the wine is kadosh? The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon holds, Savrla Kivasei Davua, like his own father, Rabbi Shimon, Damar Kol HaOmid Lizarek, is Kizarek Dami. Once it's caught in the coast, since it's standing there, it's prepared to be thrown, we view it as if the Zrika already took place. So there was your Shchita, there was your Zrika, now the wine becomes Kadosh. But before you actually bring do the Maise Zrika, then it all spills on the floor, so now you have to bring the Zevach Bein to replace it and to have the wine accompany it. Gemara now says, Amar Mar. We said above, Im Yesh Zevach Acher Yikruvu Imo. So again, Zevach A is found to be possible. They spill the blood out. So you find the replacement to be with the yain. So Vaha Amar Rav Chisda, doesn't Rav Chisda teach us, Shemen Shefrisha L'Shem Mincha Zeh, Pasul Shem Mincha Acheres. You set aside oil to be used for a particular mincha, and that mincha becomes pasul. You cannot use it for a different mincha. So here as well, how come when it comes to wine, it was set aside for carbon A, how are you allowed to eat it, or use it rather, for carbon B? Just like the shemen, it should say, have the same exact halacha. So the Gemara says, Amar B'yanai Lev Beistin Masna Lem, that the Beistin is able to make a Tanaya, a stipulation, that it's understood that every single case, Shim Hutrachu, if you need the wine for carbon A, so use it for carbon A. Vim Lav, if it becomes unnecessary for carbon A, because carbon A becomes possible, so then you're permitted to use it for Yehul Zevach Acher, use it for carbon B. So that's why we're allowed to use Yain for a second carbon. So Gemara asks the obvious question, Yihachi Shemanami. So why don't they make that same Tanai with the oil? If the oil was needed for Mincha A, great. If it wasn't needed, let it be used for Mincha B. Use the same exact Tanai. And the Gemara says a very fundamental distinction. Shemen Gufa de Mincha. The oil becomes part and parcel of the Mincha. Since the Shemen gets poured into the Mincha, it becomes a Chelek. So once a Mincha is possible, the Shemen is possible as well. There's no way of rehabilitating that. The wine always stays as something independent of the carbon. So even though carbon A became possible, it does not render the wine possible. You may still use the wine for a different carbon. You can have that, yeah, and bring new wine, for sure. That's for sure. That's easier to say because the wine is so secondary to the carbon. You would think if the carbon is more ikker, maybe the wine should be nigger acher, but it's not. So then the Gemara says, why not make the following stipulation, v'lisna aleyem de nipku l'chun? Why not say In the case of the oil, this is the case of the wine. So in order to avoid the psul lina by the wine, just say Bezin can make whatever stipulation they want. They should just say if the wine isn't needed for the carbon, let it become chulin and then undo the kedusha. They can remove the kedusha if they wanted. And the Gemara explains because Bezin was concerned if they were to do that and say the wine just lost its kedusha, it just vanished. Gzeira shema yomru. People might say motzin mikli sharis l'chol. Person might say even though something was placed in the klisharis, I could always use it for something chol. There's no real kedusha when it comes to klisharis, and that could be terrible to have such an assumption. So they wanted to say anytime something fell in the klisharis, we're not going to use our power. We're not going to remove the chulin just like that. Hashanami. Mars the same thing. One may think, I don't need to have it tonight. I separated wine for carbon A. You know what? Let me switch it to carbon B. People are going to start switching things around and not know the differences. So they shouldn't allow you to use it for a second carbon. The tonight shouldn't be invoked in that case either. So the Gemara says, Hatani, the Brisa tells us, that's the answer. Matizya ben Yehuda explained in the Brisa, Kigon Shaya Zevach Zavuach Ba'osa Shab. We're talking about a situation where the carbon B was mamish right there shechted. It was almost seamless from carbon A to carbon B. But let's say carbon A was shechted in the morning and then you found it to be puzzle. You can't wait around a couple hours to find the carbon B to have it accompany the wine. It has to be mamish there where it's seamless, where no one will have any confusion. But if it's not seamless, if there's some moment of delay, then ein hachanami, you will not be able to use a yayin for a secondary carbon. The Gemara says, aval. What if there wasn't a carbon that was shechted at that time? What would the lacha be? Then it's possible. Nifsal. It's nifsal belina. You just let it go and the wine becomes possible because there's no carbon that's ready. So if that's the case, we have this distinction between if the zevach is zavuach bosa shah versus not being zavuach bosa shah. So adatani sefer from the fact that the brisa says, im lanu yipaslu belina. If it was left out, it should be possible. The gemara should have made it, the brisa should have made another distinction. It should say, liplog v'lishnei b'didei. Let's make a chiluk and say, when is this all true? When the carbon B was already shechted at that time, you couldn't bring a replacement carbon. So why doesn't the Braisa make such a chiluk? So the Gemara says, Einachanami, Kamar, it does actually say that. That's what the Braisa means. The Braisa means, Bamed Ramurim, Sheya Zevach Zavuch Bosa Shah, it actually says this, or it means to say this, Aval Ein Zevach Zavuch Bosa Shah, if the carbon B is not shechted at that time, Nasa Kimisha Nifsil Belina Ufsulim. We view it as if the nightfall came, even though it didn't, but we view it as if the Psulina kicked in, and you cannot use that wine for any other replacement carbon. Marna asks, "Umi isle the Rabbi Shimon?" We said above that Rabbi Shimon was the person behind the concept of Lev based in Masa Leim. That he allowed, does he really hold of that? The Bez is able to make a Tanai? They say that Tamidim Shlohu Tzurchu Lutzibur, every single year, they'd always have six Talaim, six sheep that are prepared and checked that they were keeping somewhere in a pen in the base of Migdash, in the Azara somewhere. And they always have, Shech two Tamidim that day, and then they bring two replacements. There are always six backups prepared for the carbon Tamid. So by the end of the year, by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where they have to start taking from the new funds of the year, so the lacha is that that you always have six leftover karbanos, six sheep every year, because you can't use the old funds, the old sheep, for the new year of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what do? So Lidi Rabbi Shimon, Eim Niftin Tamimim, according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds, you can't be poda, an animal that's a tam. You have to wait until you let it graze. And according to Divrei Chachamim, Niftin Tamimim, he thinks you're allowed to. Bezin's able to make a Tanai, and even though the animal's a Tamim, and normally you can't be poda Kedusha from an animal that's a Tamim, by this particular case, Bezin intervened and said you can make a Tanai. But Rabbi Shimon said you can't make a Tanai, and you can't be poda them, you have to let them graze. And once they get a mum, only after they get a mum can you be poda. So Gemara's asking, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon allow you to make a Tanai, like Chachamim say here? Doesn't Rabbi Shimon say by the earlier case that you can make a Tanai, but the situation of the wine, using the wine for a different carbon? So in one case, Rabbi Shimon allows you to say Lev Bez and Masna Lem. By the case of the leftover, the surplus in Tamidim, he doesn't allow you to use Lev Bez and Masna Lem. What's the Tanai will say? That if you don't, anything that's not needed for this year, we'll just remove the Kedusha. So the Gemara says, no, Shiny Hassan, by the case of Tamidim, it's different. I mean, Bezin doesn't want to just use their power of making a Tanai whenever they can, but there's actually another approach. the islahu takante beria. By the case of the tamidim, there's another way around it to deal with the tamimim. Just let them graze until they get a balmum. They rather not use their koach and let it just wait a few weeks or months until it gets a balmum. But by the case of the wine, there's no other way around it. The only way to avoid it becoming possible is to be masnalem. And therefore, he was just limited in the usage of the lev based in masnalem. Let's begin the new Mishnah now. Mishnah tells us, Vlad Toda, let's say a person is a mafresh, an animal, which is a nekeva, and she's pregnant. The animal's pregnant. And then you separate it as a toda. After you mafresh it a toda, it gives birth. So the calf is called a Vlad Toda. So Vlad Toda, or Tmura. So Tmura, we haven't learned Masechus Tmura yet, but Tmura is in essence, is I have animal A, which is Kedusha. So I want to transfer the animal from A to animal B. That's called Tmura. Now both animals are called Kadosh. Animal B is called Tmuras Toda. So I have Vlad Toda, the child of a Toda, Tmurasa, and Hifrish, or let's say situation where I mafrish a Toda of Avda, I mafrish carbon Toda, I lose it, so I still have to bring a replacement. So what do? Hifrish Acheres Tachta, I find the replacement, I find carbon B, and I shecht one of them as a carbon, now I've got an extra, I've got a surplus. So each of these cases, I've got an extra Toda, either a Vlad Toda, a Tmuras Toda, or a Avda, a Hifrish Acheres Tachta Toda. So Eina Tuna Lechem, all three cases, although you could bring the carbon, it doesn't require Lechem accompanying the extra carbon Toda. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'hikriv al Zevach HaToda, you bring on the Toda, HaToda Tuna Lechem, the actual Iker Toda, that requires bread, V'lo Vlada, V'lo Chilufa, V'lo Timurasa Tuna Lechem, but not the child of, not the replacement of, nor the Timura of the Toda, they do not require Lechem. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Kota Brisa, Mao Shomer, Mao Omer, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Todas, toda yakriv, the carbon toda you bring, meaning what do we learn from this? Minayin she lehmafrish todas of avda, you separate a carbon toda, you lose it. Hifrish acheres tachta, you separate a replacement, you have a carbon B now. V'nim seis harishon, now you find the first one. So now you have two carbonos, you have A and B, both carbonos toda, but I only have to bring one of them. So haresh tem omdos, both of them are standing in front of me. Minayin she eizamem she yirtza yakriv v'lachma ima. How do I know whichever one I can choose, whichever one of carbon A or carbon B to fulfill my carbon toda, and I have to bring lechem with it. Tamalomar, toda, hatoda yakriv, I can choose whichever one I want. I can choose between A or B. Yachol shetei shnia tuna lechem. One may think that the second carbon requires bread as well. Tamalomar, yakrivenu, that vav at the end is telling us one, only one of them, echad veloshnaim. Only one of the carbonos require lechem, the other one does not.
You have to sacrifice both of them.
Both of them are carbonos, exactly. Both are carbonos, but only one requires lechem, and only one's really serving as a carbon toda. The other one's just because it's kadosh, I guess. After the pasuk includes that both you could choose which one you want, but it also excludes that the whatever one you not don't choose doesn't require it limits it doesn't require lechem. So minayin the rabbis, how do I know the rabbis love those for chalifos v'tumuros la'akrava, that although you don't bring lechem with these, but that there is shaykh to bring them as karbanos the vlados chalifos and tumuros. Tamalomar im al toda al comes to tell me. That's something secondary. That even al toda, even that which adds on to the toda, meaning the vlados, chalifos and timuros, those also have a din of a carbon. So Yachal, the Gemara says further. Now one may think you tunas lechem. Maybe the vlados, chalifos and timuros also require to be accompanied by lechem. Tamalomar v'kriv al zevach toda, meaning toda tuna lechem v'lo vlada v'lo chilufa v'lo timurasa tuunim lechem. The accompanying one, the secondary ones, do not require bread. You okay to go a little bit into the next daf, unless you're running? It moves pretty quickly, I think. Let's see. The Gemara says, Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chanina sent in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the following. Lo shanu ela lachar kapara. The whole din of not requiring bread is only a situation where he didn't receive kapara yet. About lufnei kapara, if he hadn't yet received kapara, tunam lechem, you require lechem. So what is he talking about? Unclear what situation he's talking about. Again, before kapara you need bread, after kapara you don't need bread. So havi ba Rav Amar was trying to figure out what this cryptic statement meant. Ahay, which case is he talking about? Elaim, if he's talking about achalifi, todas chova. What's a todas chova? A guy said, hare alai, I have a chiv to bring myself a toda. So if he's talking about if a chalipin, let's say he lost one and found the replacement, he's got now two carbonos toda standing in front, which is both a chiv, he said, hare alai. So if that's the situation, ilufnei kapara, if it's a case before the kapara, that he needs to bring kapara, rather lechem with it, tanina, the Mishnah told us already, that you choose whichever one you want, and you bring lechem with that one. And if it's a case, la'achar kapara, that la'achar kapara, you don't need to bring bread. So that's as well, Tanya, we know the Mishnah. We know the case of a todas chova, by the case of chalipin, we know that halacha. So Rabbi Chanina wouldn't be telling us something we already know from the Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, maybe, Ella, a chalife todas nedava. Todas nedava is not where you say hare alai on me, but I say hare zu. You say, this animal has to be brought to the toda. But if you lose that animal, then you don't have to replace that animal. It's only if you say hare alai do you have to replace it. Hare zu is dafka, this animal, no other replacement. So it's talking about a case of a chalife todas nedava, where again, a chalife means where you lost it and you found the replacement. So now I've got two karbanos toda in front of me, both of which are nedavas only. So bein lefnei kapara, bein lacha kapara, tunas lechem. They both require lechem. So what happens is, because when you lost the first one, and as mafresh the second one, that second one can't replace the first one. Harezu means dafka, that one. So when I separated the second one, I was actually taking upon myself another nedava. Now they're both standing as both nedavas. They both must go as karbanos toda, in which case they both must need as well lechem accompanying it. Whether it's before kabara, after kabara, they both need marbot betodosu. I'm just adding, I'm increasing my obligation to bring karbanos toda. So there is no chilek bein lefnei bein lachar kabara. Ella, it must be a case of vlad todas nedava, where a person separated, he says, Hare zu karban toda, this animal's a toda. And then it gave birth. It had a vlad. So what's halacha? Here, it's vaadai doesn't need a chalach lachmai toda. Bein lifnei kapara, bein lacha kapara. Whether or not I brought the mother as a toda yet, or I have not yet brought it, vaadai ain tunin lechem, this child doesn't need it, because most of the toda, this is a extra toda, it wasn't set aside as an endava, and by most, or by the extra ones, you definitely don't need lechem. So what's the case? So now the Gemara says, maybe must be Ella Avlad Todas Chova. Again, Todas Chova as opposed to Nedava. Chova is when I say Hare Alai, it's on me. So now I say Hare Alai Toda. I need to bring a Toda. I separate the animal as my carbon Toda. The animal gives birth. So now what's the status of the Vlad Todas Chova? If it's Lefnei Kapara, before Kapara, so then I haven't brought Kapara yet. So then I have to bring a Ton Lechem. It requires bread. If it's La'achar Kapara, ain't Ton Lechem. But if it's after, I already brought the Vlad, only after I brought the mother, so then I don't have to bring Lechem with it. That's what's coming out. That's the Chiddush here. Vlad, Lechem, Vlad, Todas Chova, that's the Chiddush that we're learning. So Gemara says, my Kamash Lomot, the Chiddush, the Kasava Rabbi Yochanan, all the Miskaper B'Shvach Hekesh. Even though I was only Mafrish, the mother, as a Karban Toda, I could use the Shvach of it. I could use the Vlad of it. That's considered an extension of the mother, and that would work for my Karban Toda. That's the Chiddush. And Havi Beinami Abai Ki Agavna, that's exactly how Abai answered this question as well. That's how he interpreted the statement. And Itmar Nami, it was said as well, that Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chilufe Todas Nedava, Bein Lefnei Kabara, Bein Lacha Kabara, Tunum Lechem. The marbe p'todesu by chilufa todes nedava by nedava harezu, and I separate another one. That other one's also just as much as a carbon toda. If it's however vlad todes nedava bein lefnei kabara bein lacha kabara va they ain ton lechem doesn't require it because that's viewed as the moser todehi and that doesn't require lechem. But if it's a case of vlad todas chova lifnei kabara tunim lechem, but if it's lacha kabara the lach is ain tunim lechem. Okay, we got pretty nice into tomorrow's daf. Good head start.